Welcome once again to our Everyday English Program quiz. If you're ready, with pens and pieces of paper, we shall start. Now shall we start? Question one.
There is something wrong with the pronunciation of the sentences that I am going to read to you in a moment. Listen carefully and point out what the mispronunciation is in each case. A. It does undermine our esprit de corps to encourage such contentious argumentation at this sensitive period in the history of our club. B. You haven't been able to show us any evidence that you are a bona fide holder of a postgraduate degree. The question again. There is something wrong with the pronunciation of the sentences that I am going to read to you in a moment. Listen carefully and point out what the mispronunciation is in each case. A. It does undermine our esprit de corps to encourage such contentious argumentation at this sensitive period in the history of our club. B. You haven't been able to show us any evidence that you are a bona fide holder of a postgraduate degree.
Question 2.
I am going to say a number of sentences. Some of them are acceptable, but some are faulty. A. They sat beside the fire. B. Beside being tolerant, he was passionate. C. He bought us clothes besides paying our hotel bills. The question again. I am going to say a number of sentences. Some of them are acceptable, but some are faulty. A. They sat beside the fire. B. Beside being tolerant, he was passionate. And C. He bought us clothes besides paying our hotel bills.
Question 3.
How do you understand the following sentences? A. I would like to see evidence of your bona fides. B. The family has seen incalculable pain and suffering, but none of them has ever felt brokenhearted these years, and this is because they have fostered an esprit de corps handed down to them by their ancestors. C. We have looked at the views of opponents with a degree of passion that is probably unwarranted. I believe the time has come to examine our own stand dispassionately, calmly, and with detachment. I repeat the questions. How do you understand the following sentences? A. I would like to see evidence of your bona fides. B. The family has seen incalculable pain and suffering, but none of them has ever felt brokenhearted these years, and this is because they have fostered an esprit de corps handed down to them by their ancestors. C. We have looked at the views of opponents with a degree of passion that is probably unwarranted. I believe the time has come to examine our own stand dispassionately, calmly, and with detachment.
Thank you. And now Kofi will propose an answer to each question after it's been read out again by Adjo. Question 1.
There is something wrong with the pronunciation of the sentences that I am going to read to you in a moment. Listen carefully and point out what the mispronunciation is in each case. A. It does undermine our esprit de corps to encourage such contentious argumentation at this sensitive period in the history of our club.
The correct pronunciation is esprit de corps, not esprit de corps.
B. You haven't been able to show us any evidence that you are a bona fide holder of a postgraduate degree?
The correct pronunciation is bona fide, not bona fide.
Question 2.
I am going to say a number of sentences. Some of them are acceptable, but some are faulty. I would like you to give your comment on each of them. A. They sat beside the fire.
The speaker's intention, judging from the structure of the sentence, is that some people sat near the fire. The appropriate expression is, they sat beside the fire, and not they sat beside the fire. Beside is a preposition. It means near or adjacent to, and it occurs with nouns. It has no S at the end of it. It should be distinguished from besides with an S at its end, which means in addition to. The sentence, as said by Ajo, means they sat in addition to the fire, which lacks any interpretable sense.
B. Beside being tolerant, he was dispassionate.
What is wrong with the sentence is that besides has been used instead of besides. The latter word, as pointed out in our previous explanation, means in addition to. The speaker's intention, obviously, was besides being tolerant, he was dispassionate. That is, in addition to being tolerant, he was dispassionate.
C. He bought us clothes besides paying our hotel bills.
This sentence is correct. It means, in addition to buying us clothes, he paid our hotel bills.
Question 3.
How do you understand the following sentences? A. I would like to see evidence of your bona fides.
The sentence means, I would like to see evidence that your claims and intentions are genuine and not fraudulent.
B. The family has seen incalculable pain and suffering, but none of them has ever felt brokenhearted these years, and this is because they have fostered an esprit de corps handed down to them by their ancestors.
The sentence means, the family has been through a period of painful experiences and disasters which are beyond imagination and description, but none of their members has ever felt low in spirit or discouraged spiritually these years. And the explanation for this strength is that they have been able to maintain loyalty and devotion to the family and each other inherited from their forefathers.
Thank you both. That's all for this week's quiz. We hope you did well on the quiz. Remember to tune in next week. Till then, it's goodbye from us. Have a good weekend.